This is Fresh Air. 4 years ago, TV writer-producer David E. Kelley and actor Nicole Kidman teamed up for a successful HBO miniseries called Big Little Lies, based on the best-selling novel by Leon Moriarty. Now they've teamed up again for a new TV miniseries called Nine Perfect Strangers, based on Moriarty's 2018 novel. Kelley is the creator, Kidman is the star, and it premieres Wednesday on Hulu. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Leon Moriarty's novel Nine Perfect Strangers comes to television with the same basic ingredients and approach it had in print. It's part Agatha Christie-style drawing room mystery, with eccentric characters confined to one place and a recurring threat of murder lurking in the shadows. It's also part reality show, with each participant selected for specific reasons. Not only their own pasts, but for their personalities and how they can potentially react to and sometimes trigger the others. The setting is a remote, controversial New Age spa called Tranquillum House, a California retreat run by a spiritual, mysterious woman named Masha. With a Russian accent, a very slow and deliberate manner of talking, and an almost ethereal presence, she's played by Nicole Kidman. It's yet another deep and challenging role she's inhabited since opting to focus on TV miniseries as well as movies. Her other TV work includes not only a previous Moriarty TV adaptation of Big Little Lies, but also another excellent HBO drama, The Undoing. But Nine Perfect Strangers is more of an ensemble than a solo turn. And the nine strangers gathered by Masha for a concentrated dose of healing and of personal discovery are impeccably cast. David E. Kelley and John Henry Butterworth develop the novel for Hulu, which premieres it this Wednesday, and Jonathan Levine directs all 8 episodes. Hulu provided the first 6 for preview, and they're very entertaining. Michael Shannon from Boardwalk Empire plays one of the guests, a grieving father who's attending with his wife and daughter. And the two scene stealers are Melissa McCarthy and Bobby Cannavale. He plays Tony, a former pro athlete. She plays Frances, an author who gets a call from her agent while driving to the retreat, and it's bad news. She's just lost her contract with her publisher. She pulls off the road by a remote field and screams. But Tony, also heading to Tranquillum House, hears her and pulls over. This is where Nine Perfect Strangers kicks into high gear, and we're not even at the resort yet. Kelley, as a TV writer-producer of Ally McBeal, The Practice, and Boston Legal, won Emmys for both comedy and drama, and plays to both strengths here. And like Masha, Kelley and company have chosen their participants well. Bobby Cannavale is very funny here, like he's channeling his inner Ray Romano. And McCarthy is, well, Melissa McCarthy, which means she's hilarious.
Hello? You okay? Do you need some help, miss?
No, I'm good.
You don't seem good.
Well, I was just having a quiet moment of despair.
Okay, well, that's your idea of a quiet moment? Because you seem... You're screaming like a banshee. That's why I pulled over.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. I thought I was in the middle of nowhere, completely alone. Clearly, that is not the case.
Are you sick?
I beg your pardon?
You seem to be having some kind of a mental breakdown episode sort of thing. I'm not judging. You know, I've got... I got mental illness in my own family.
Is that right? I'm fine.
You know, it's not normal to be screaming dead to the world at the top of your lungs, you know?
You know what it is? I was having a hot flash.
Oh.
So I'm good. Thank you so much.
Do you take supplements?
I'm sorry.
Progesterone? Progesterone. I heard that helps.
Are we actually having this conversation right now?
What's with the tone, lady?
I don't have a tone. I am just not used to complete strangers prescribing hormone replacement therapy. Curbside!
Apologies. I can see now that you're a tragic person. Have a good day.
Yet the characters, like the actors playing them, aren't here just for laughs. Once Frances arrives at the retreat and is ushered into her room, she bursts into tears and sobs. and becomes the first guest to encounter Nicole Kidman as Masha, who just sort of appears.
How did you get in here?
I came in through the door. I'm Masha.
You're her.
Why are you crying, Frances?
You know, it's a little bit of my career is over kind of thing. A bit of menopause. Makes in a little bad relationship, a dash of crippling shame.
We're gonna get you well.
You know, I almost didn't come. And then when I did get here, I really thought about leaving.
Nearly everyone here almost didn't come. They sense it's gonna take courage. And it'll be sometimes unpleasant. And I'll tell you something else. The people who come here, most of them, they have fairly good lives, comfortable even. They come for the suffering.
I don't want to suffer.
You're already suffering.
Masha's methods are very unorthodox. The daily smoothies have more potent ingredients in them than just fresh fruits and veggies, and the individual therapy sessions can be quite intense. But this miniseries is unorthodox as well. It can be very comic, then turn suddenly into sadness or tragedy. We get to know these guests, and even the counselors, but slowly, and partly through flashbacks that, like the interactions at the spa, take time to unravel. But for viewers, it's all time well spent.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey. He reviewed Nine Perfect Strangers. It premieres Wednesday on Hulu. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, our guest will be tennis great Billie Jean King. In a new memoir, she describes her hard-fought battles to win recognition and pay for women in the sport, her legendary Battle of the Sexes defeat of Bobby Riggs in the Astrodome, and some joyous and painful moments in her personal life. The book is called All In. I hope you'll join us.